94ZLK, KV2H, XS.
XS. Good evening, N4ZLK.
Haven't heard you on yet this evening. Are you okay?
Been listening.
Okay, you caught me. I turned the radio on just a little while ago. Well, you know, my northern hospitality, I just wanted to check in on you.
I heard the end of yours and Jimmy's conversation earlier today, and I was kind of busy, but I almost jumped in there, but I thought I'd leave it late for a little while, maybe give you a day rest.
Oh, it's okay, you don't have to. I look forward to getting my chops broke.
A friend of yours. I was going to talk to Jimmy and say, I heard you were a friend of his, I just wanted to talk to somebody like that.
Well, you know, Jimmy, he basically grew up in this area, so, you know, he's a southern man, you know, a southern boy, southern man, southern bred, so, you know, he befriended me, so, you know, he's got good taste.
No, I let it go. You were getting out, he was getting out, and I thought, I'll give him a day break, you know, where I won't bust his chops, like you say.
All right, listen, I got to get in the car. I got to go pick up my stepson. Hang on, I'll be right with you. Let me run out to the car and turn the radio on.
We're headed to Greenville, so I'll be in for a few minutes. N4ZLK.
KB2HXS, going to the mobile. KB2HXS mobile on the radio for your listening pleasure.
I hear you tonight. Surprise, surprise. And by the way, I've been on the radio a lot today. I had my fair share of radio waves. Talked to Tom and Bill N4IQ this morning earlier. And let's see, a couple other people. Richard this afternoon, you now. There's somebody else. Maybe it was Tom twice, that's what it was. Anyway, but yeah, you just weren't listening because I've been on.
Okay, maybe so. Maybe I just didn't hear you. Yeah, I'm going to get my stepson. He goes down to downtown Greer on Thursday nights. There's a model shop down there. He does he paints these models, these Warhammer models. Man, they're tiny. I don't know how the heck he does it, but I guess there's a group of them that get together on Thursdays. He goes down and, you know, camarades.
How old is he?
31.
But yeah, I can't do detailed small stuff like that. I would need to borrow some magnifying glasses for that kind of thing.
I would need to borrow some bionic eyes.
My father-in-law, he used to have one of the old pairs, you know, I think they're green, they fit on your head, big plastic ones, you just bring it down in front of your eyes. Those things are handy, and I don't know whatever happened to them. But I could use them, and sometimes when I'm soldering.
Yeah, jewelers use those. I think my wife has a pair of those when she does her jewelry.
Be careful if you look up too soon, or you don't push them out of the way when you look up, trying to look at something else. It can really make things wonky for a couple seconds.
Oh, it'll definitely disorient you. Yeah, no, I. Years and years ago, when I worked in factory work and putting like PC boards together and stuff, man, I tell you, that was rough. And I can't believe it's raining again. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I'm over here. We could probably talk on Simplex. I think I'm that close, but over here on 85, it's picking up. I don't think it's supposed to rain all night. It's just off and on showers.
Yeah, but my God, I have to go work on the outdoor package unit, and I don't want it to be raining tomorrow.
Yeah, you wouldn't want it to be raining. Yeah, that would be miserable.
Oh, yeah, I'm on 14. I'm up on the other side of Wade Hampton, I guess towards Landrum. I guess about a mile or two west, I guess it is, west or north of Wade Hampton. I don't know if you hear me on the input right now. From the house, you probably would.
Going down the hill here before I come up to exit 63, and I'm trying to see what, oh, this is a 290, yeah, I probably can't, it was, I flipped it over, but you were pretty scratchy on that, so earlier I was up higher, I got you.
Yeah, I was at the house, I was on the base radio, but yeah, I'm, yeah, that's down here in Duncan, right?
I don't know, I just, these exits, I don't, I drive by them, but I don't ever get off on these, so. I think it did say Duncan exit, but I don't, I'm not familiar enough with the area. I know where Spartanburg is, and I've heard of Duncan, you know, but I never go through this way, off on the side roads.
Yeah, 290 and 85, that's, I believe that's Duncan right there. There's a big, big QT right there.
Duncan Moore, yeah, there's a pilot, QT. And, now, I have been on 290, I was just on it last night on the Greer side, or on the other side. Beth and I had dinner at Texas Roadhouse, and then took 290 over to 25 on the way home.
Okay, okay. Haven't been to Texas Roadhouse in a while. We had them in Florida.
I love that place. It's been a while since we've been there, but I don't know. It just didn't seem to be the same. It was okay. I mean, I enjoyed the time with her, and the steak was all right, but it's just not what I remembered. And I don't know, they're scared of something in the bathroom. The chemicals in there were so strong, I almost couldn't stand it.
Yeah, I'm, we haven't had, when we go out to restaurants, we try and stay away from the chain restaurants. We, you know, we like going up to the Hare and Hound, up in Landrum, and, you know, there's just nice little, you know, non-chain restaurants, I guess, if you want to call them, family restaurants, or, you know, privately owned, not chain owned.
Open a steakhouse in Traveler's Rest, and not a chain, you know, just a nice steakhouse restaurant. That'd be the closest for us. They have good Japanese. Well, you know, there is the Shorefield. I guess you can get a steak there, but that's not really a steakhouse. That's pretty good food. They've got a couple other places that think a lot of themselves, and they're all right, but I would like to find a good steakhouse close. But then again, the steak that I enjoy the most is usually the one I do at home. It's just nice to go out and not have to do all that work at home.
Oh, yeah. No, my wife is an excellent cook. We do our steaks at the house. You know, we'll get them at either Ingles, or we'll go down to Harris Teeter and get a couple of good steaks or something.
I didn't have enough of those, but she'll eat them every once in a while. In fact, she had one last night. She said, when the hamburgers start looking good, I know it's time to have a little bit of red meat. But normally she says she feels better if she just sticks to eating more vegetables.
It's I think we're the only country that has, you know, when you look at a plate of food, we have a larger portion of meat than we do vegetables. And anywhere else in the world, you have more vegetables than you do meat.
Before he passed away, he's from England, and we took him out to eat. I think we went to California Dreaming, and he just went on and on about the size of the portion that he was getting, and everybody was getting. He said, you just don't see that over there.
No, yeah, you're right, because I think it's a higher portion of vegetables than meat. And that's actually better for you, and a glass of red wine.
Your food again on the radio, and I'm getting hungry.
People are not watching what they're doing here in town. Jeez. Guy pulled right off the curb, almost right into me.
Good night. The interstate's not backed up, but the drivers are, it's amazing it's not backed up yet, some of the stuff I've seen.
I'm Shane, I'm picking up my stepson here, I'm just pulling up to the front of this place.
Okay, I'll be here for a little bit.
You still there, Shane?
Up to about 14, N4ZLK.
Now, you probably got me on the input, I'm in downtown Greer. Well, I'm gonna hang the mic up. I got my stepson in the vehicle, and you have a safe night, and we'll catch you in the morning, maybe.
Call. Hello to your stepson there. You guys have a good evening, and be careful. KB2HXS, N4ZLK.
Chain 73, KB2HXS.